Thanks, everybody. Again, this is Craig Garcia. Tonight is Thursday, August 17th. Tonight, I want to bring to you a pretty dynamic training that is entitled Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done. I just read some great things from Brian Tracy, which is kind of one of my review homeworks to bring you some compelling information about this. And I found a few things that I was doing wrong, and I found a few things that I was doing right when I was going through the information. And typically, I do them right, but gosh, you know, I can only be so aggressive and goal-oriented for 12, 14 hours a day every day, so I find myself doing some things that I'm going to teach you and give you some tools and tricks and just kind of make you aware of a few things today that maybe you were doing in your daily practices that definitely can help turn things around for you and make a significant influence in the way that you go about your day. There's ways to stop procrastinating and get more done. He has written a book called Eat That Frog, and it's the funniest thing. When I was looking at this, Eat That Frog, I'm like, what in the world is this guy talking about? Eat That Frog is something then that written by Brian Tracy that typically talks about if you had, you know, your worst day ever. Okay, he talks about this right in the beginning. He's like, if you had your worst day ever, and your worst day included waking up in the morning and having to eat a live frog. Well, if you did that first thing in the morning, everything else that comes that on in the rest of the day is probably going to seem pretty minimal and pretty trivial to you about that compared to the first thing that happens. And he talks a little bit about it. Well, if you had waken up and you have a couple of frogs, and this was just funny as heck, he says if you had to eat a couple of frogs that day, well, eat the ugliest one first. And I think what he's really talking about, and he talks about this later, but I'll just let the cat out of the bag. We're not talking about animals. We're talking about daily tasks on things to do. If there's something that you have in the back of your mind or in the front of your plate that you're trying to get done, but yet you keep procrastinating because you're trying to do some of the little things, the tedious tasks that we all get caught up in every single day, instead of that hardest one, he says take that task, the hardest task, the one that you don't want to do the most, and make sure you do that first. And that was pretty much it in a nutshell. But I'm going to give you a few tools, a few tricks. I'm going to teach you seven techniques here on this training call today that's going to help you to explode your business. And I literally want to see some changes here from people in the next 30, 60, 90 days and implement these tools. And you will really, really be thankful that you did this for yourself. So, taking the hardest task first, you know, that's basically what the gist of this book that I just read for you. One of the key things in this is working steadily, okay? When you work steadily to get things done, you will get things done. And typically what I've done in the past is I've had an opportunity to have so many tasks in front of me to do that I get overwhelmed. And when I get into the overwhelmed state, I'm pretty much worthless. I can't do a darn thing. And what helps me to do, number one, is first things that I do is I kind of walk away for a few minutes, go walk around the block or go get the mail or something like that and get some fresh air and then just kind of come back. And then one of the typical things that I've learned over the years to do is when you have a lot of tasks to do in the daily process is simply to write down your tasks. And what I've done is I've been able to write tasks down and prioritize them on which ones we've got to get done first. And when you're talking about working steadily, it's literally the, you know, one of the old sayings is, you know, well, how do you eat an elephant? Well, you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And when you wake up in the morning and you got 20 things to do or 10 things to do, instead of getting overwhelmed and getting locked up or frozen like I do sometimes, is take a few minutes in the morning or the night before. Brian Tracy actually recommends, and I'll get into this in just a minute, it's one of the techniques. But basically the gist of this portion of it is write things down and prioritize on what you really must have to get done today. You know, some people do time management training classes. They tell you to write it down and, you know, put a 1, 2, or a 3 next to it, and all the 1s you got to get done, and all the 2s you're hoping to get done, and all the 3s you try to get done, but the 3s could probably roll over to the next day type of thing. And when he talks about goal setting and improving your life, he talks about goal setting on 4 levels. and we'll get into this in just a little bit as well. He talks about your yearly goals, your monthly goals, your weekly goals, and your daily goals. And we'll have a few techniques to kind of help you prioritize and get those goals going today. So practice is really one of the only ways that anybody I know or whoever have talked to anybody is the only way to master a skill. Okay, and if you have tasks to do each and every day, one of the skills that we want to master is how to get some of those tasks done so it doesn't seem like you have so much work to do all the time. And there's a couple of ways to do this. Decision is pretty huge because, number one, you need to decide that we're going to get some things done, we're going to make some money, we're going to make this business work. Discipline, that's getting up each and every day and doing something to improve on your business. Do something that is going to help you to put money in your pocket and have the discipline to do that. That's what we call work steadily. Work steadily to get things done. And that steady work continuously with that drive and that passion to get you out of bed each and every day to do the things that you need to do to make money is what we're talking about here when we're talking about discipline. Because we all have the tendencies to get a little lazy, we get a little tired, we get a little overwhelmed. I know, I've been there. You know, I have just as busy a schedule as everybody else out there. And then, of course, the last step to practice is the only way to master a skill is determination. You got to have determination. So let's talk about these three things real quick. We got decision, you got to decide. We have discipline, and we have determination. So, in decision, we need to decide what we need to get done each and every day, prioritize those things that are the money-making efforts to help you to get into profit. And if some of those things are the hardest of the things to do, then Brian says do these tasks first. Okay. He also says about time management, we'll get into a little bit about that later, that if you can prioritize and put in on paper, that it is an incredible subconscious level way to get things done and to help you to focus and stay energized throughout the day. Because task accomplishment, goal setting, i.e. writing things down you need to get done, goal setting, task completion, meaning practice is the only way to master a skill, work steadily to get things done, makes you have that feeling of accomplishment, especially when you put a little check mark next to it, say, hey, I did that today, it's done already. And then, of course, the last thing that we're going to talk about here that's super important is your determination. And your determination is really the final factor in whether or not you're going to succeed or not. I'm hoping you guys aren't here hoping to make some money. I mean, you all know that Easy Daily Cash is an absolutely incredible, powerful company that's going to teach you and train you and show you a way to make money because the system is absolutely duplicatable, it's replicatable. Most of the people that I've ever talked to about it get fired up and excited even before I get a chance to talk to them. So if I'm telling you all these things, all we need to do is be talking to some like-minded people, show them what we have, let them talk with Mike or I or come on a call or, you know, join us on one of these training calls, and I guarantee you they're going to like what they hear. And when they like what they hear, they sign up, and what, guess what? Then they give you two more sales, and then they're qualified, and those two give you two, and those two give you two, on to infinity. And with this system absolutely will work for you if you stay focused and have that determination and drive to be successful. But the determination factor, I'm telling you, you don't even have to be that talented if you got drive and determination. You literally could come into our program, be determined as all heck could be, plug into the system, and don't quit until you're successful. You're going to do it. I'm telling you, I've seen it, I've trained people how to do it, and everybody that I've trained to do the system the way I teach has been making money. And that's a great statement to say because, again, I've taught hundreds and thousands of people to do this internet business. And I'm glad to have a chance to bring this here to you today. So, what I really want you to do today is, number one, I want you to get clear on what you want, okay? I want you all to start thinking on paper. The huge benefit of thinking on paper, number one, is that if you're like me, and I have short-term memory, and I have long-term memory. Some of you call me throughout the day, and I can't remember the conversation that we had a week ago, based on, hey, it's me. And remember what we talked about last week? I'll be like, no. But if you refresh my memory, that hard drive of mine will start working. It'll pull that out. Maybe it might be 80 gigs deep, but it'll pull it out of the memory bank that's way in the back of the brain. It'll come to the forefront, and then I'll remember the exact conversation we had word to word. What writing things down does for you is it frees up that short-term memory. Okay? If you have a bunch of things on your mind, which I do every single day, and it's typically 7 to 10 things that are super important that I would put a number one next to as I'm doing my goal setting or my daily tasks and prioritizing them. 1, 2, 3, one of the most important. B are super are important, but not as important as number ones. And then number threes, of course, if you get them done, great, but if you can roll them over, then roll them over to the next one. What I want you to learn how to do is think on paper. This does several things for you. Number one, as I said, it frees up the short-term memory. Number two, it gets your subconscious mind going. And when you get your subconscious mind going, I'm telling you, the brain is the most powerful, powerful piece of equipment you will ever own and operate. Okay? The brain is so incredibly smart that it does things for you. Number one, even while you're sleeping. Number two, throughout your day. And number three, if you can write these things down, the subconscious will help you even come up with conclusions and answers on how to do it or the answer to the puzzle you've been looking for. I'm telling you, there's only about 3% of us that think on paper. Okay? That means 97% of people, according to Brian Tracy, are not writing things down when they need to get things done. So I'm telling everybody, please, it doesn't have to be fancy on a Word document in your computer, saved on the hard drive. It could be on a sticky note, on an 8.5 manila envelope or white 8.5 by 11 notepad, you know, white, yellow lines through it, no lines through it, checkerboard, it doesn't matter. Just put some things down and prioritize for them. And if you haven't any, this is a good way also to do goal setting. And if you have anything that's, you know, giving you the most trouble, by all means, put a one next to that and make sure you try to come up with a solution for it. Now, what he also talks about here, he talks about 7 ways to stop procrastinating and get more done. And I want to talk a little bit about these 7 techniques that I'm going to share with you today. And basically, the most, well, they're all important, but I think one of the most deciding factors on your success, number one, it's going to be action. But I'm telling you, before you can take action, you got to decide what you want. Okay? And we just did a pretty nice training call. Actually, I thought it was a great training call. It should be in the back office very soon if it's not already, called Awaken the Giant Within. And that is really a lot about deciding, okay? And the deciding factor of why we're all here, I want everybody on this line to ask themselves, why are we here? Okay? What do you want? The big why, the big question, you know, why are we here? Decide what we want. And if you can decide what you want, I don't care how outrageous it is, if you put it down on paper, that subconscious brain will try to figure out an answer for you to come up with that deciding of what you want in your sleep, during the day, when you least expect it, when you are most thinking about it. Doesn't matter, it just pops in one day, boom, you got an answer, the light bulb comes on. You ever guys hear that saying, the light bulb comes on? This is what they're talking about. You put something down, you decide what you want, you put it in writing, you put it on a piece of paper, you think on paper, which more of us need to do. You think on paper and you let that subconscious mind of yours, which is the most powerful tool you'll ever own and operate, go to work for you. It works 24/7. That's number one, decide what you want. Number two, write it down on paper. Write it down and think on paper. Create something tangible when you write it down on paper. That's what you're doing. When you create something tangible, you can pick it up. You can look at it again. You can allow that subconscious mind to work. Number three is going to be to set a deadline. We're going to naturally, as human beings, we're going to naturally procrastinate. It's just what we do. And so because we know we procrastinate, please write these things down, Decide what you want, write it down, think on paper, and set a deadline for it. It doesn't matter how outrageous it is. It doesn't matter if you don't know the answer to how you're going to get there. But please, write it down and set a deadline. Okay? We'll naturally try to procrastinate, but I'm telling you, if you set a deadline to do your things, you're going to have your brain subconsciously try to come up with answers and conclusions for you within that time frame. It just happens automatically. Number four is make a list of everything you're going to have to do to reach your goal. Okay? And this might be the hardest part because this might be that frog that you don't want to do, but I'm telling you, if you do these things, if you make a list of everything that you're going to have to do to reach your goal, and that's number four, make a list of everything you have to do to reach your goal. And if you continue to add things to it, meaning if you think about more things that you need to do in order to reach that ultimate goal, well, add them. Add them to the list. Continue to write them down. Okay, so number four is make a list of everything that you have to do to reach your goal. Let's talk just a little bit about that in our industry. Okay, if our goal is 20 or 30 grand a month, okay, we know the commission levels that we can make on this program. Okay, we know how many sales we need to make in order to reach those goals. If you know exactly how many sales that you need to make each and every day, then by golly, we need to have a plan that works, that's realistic, that puts that amount of sales into your pocket each and every day. And when you do these things, your brain comes up with a conclusion on how to get these things done and improve on what you're doing, because if you stay true to the action steps that you need to do on a regular basis, i.e. going back to working steadily, you do these things, you'll get better and better and better at them. And what used to take you an hour to get things done, you might be able to do in 5 minutes if you stay with it. So that's number four. Make a list of everything you're going to have to do to reach your goal. Number five is organize your list into a plan. Okay, we talked about this a little bit on the overview. Organize your list into a plan and prioritize. If you know to get 44 leads, you're going to have to put an ad in XYZ newspaper or magazine in order to create X amount of leads, and you know that out of those X amount of leads, you're going to get X amount of sales, well, you know how many ads that you need to place in how many different publications. It doesn't matter if it's in your state, your country, your county, or anywhere throughout where you can put this marketing. As long as you have an 888 number or an email or something for somebody to go to a website, this business is 100% international. You don't have to worry about whether or not it's just in your local town. And we've had some training calls about that kind of advertising that's in the back office. So organize your list into a plan. That's number five. And, of course, prioritize them. You put number ones next to things that you have to do, number two, things that you need to do, and then number three, things that you should get done, but if you need to roll those over to the next day, you do that. Number six is take action immediately. The execution plan is key to doing this, because if you only just write it down and think about doing things, then again, you're only going to allow your subconscious brain to come up with an answer, but if you don't take any action on it, it's never going to get done, and it's never going to get anywhere, and you're never going to change life. So number six is, of course, take action immediately. If you've decided what you've wanted, if you've written it down on paper, if you've set a deadline to get these things done, if you've made a list of everything that you have to do to reach your goal, and if you've organized it and put it into a list and prioritized it, take action on it. Take action on something on that list every single day. Give yourself a star, a happy face, a check mark, whatever that makes you feel great inside, and do something each and every day to help yourself get one step closer to that ultimate goal, which hopefully everybody here is financial freedom. Okay? Take action immediately is number six. Number seven, resolve to do something on your list every day that moves you closer to your goal. Keep moving every single day. Take action. which, you know what, in the brain cells, it will stimulate creativity. If you're out there and you've done everything, you've decided what you wanted, you've written it down on paper, you've set deadlines, you've made a list of everything you need to do and kept adding to that list to determine everything you need to do to get it done, you've organized it into a plan and you take action immediately, the last thing you need to do is resolve to do something on your list every single day that moves you closer to your goal. Keep moving every single day, take action, and I'm telling you, your brain will get stimulated and it will start enjoying these action steps, which are huge when it comes to money-making activities. Get clear. Get focused. Your inner drive will increase, I promise. Plan every day in advance. One of the key tricks to this is plan something in the evening the night before. Brian Tracy talks about taking 10 to 12 minutes to plan out your day, whether it's the night before, whether you work best in the morning, everybody's different. He recommends the night before. Take 10 to 12 minutes to prioritize your day. And I'm telling you, this is one of the habits I used to be in that I've gotten out of and that I'm getting back into again. And here's when the light bulb for me went on today. He says take 10 to 12 minutes to plan your day, and I could save 100 to 120 minutes a day. I'm like, well, I don't need to plan, man. I'm pretty organized. I take action. I know what to do each and every day, you know? Why do I need to do that, Craig? Well, you know what? Boom, the light bulb just went on for me when I got this information again. And yes, I've heard this information before, but you know what? Refreshing that brain pulled it out of the deep, dark secrets of my brain back there that was storing this information that I've heard that yes, I know, and yes, I've done it, and yes, I know it works, but by golly, what happened? I got lazy and procrastinated and forgot to do the things. But he's telling you that, listen, if you plan and prioritize and take 10 to 12 minutes each and every day to plan your day, could save you up to 2 hours a day. Now, how many of you out there have ever said, man, I wish there was more hours in the day? Oh my gosh, I just showed you a step, a tool that you could implement literally tonight for tomorrow, that could find 2 more hours in the day. Now, granted, we're not going to change the clock from 24 hours a day to 26 hours a day. That's not what he's talking about. But if you got 100 things done in those 24 hours, you know what? You're going to get those 100 things done now in 22 hours. That's what he's talking about. And who wouldn't want to get more done in less time? I know I would. I know when I jam each and every day and I get done, usually I'm pretty exhausted and say, whew, man, I'm spent. I'm burnt out. But you know what? I feel proud and excited because I got a lot done. I moved myself that much closer to my ultimate goals. And you know we're creating a lot of different things out there for you. And you know we're working diligently to get them done. Mike's been working on EDC Gold now for the entire week, literally 14 hours a day, working on the front end, working on the back end to try to create these things for you. Why? Because he's got a goal. He gets up every morning and works on that goal to bring that to life, and that is going to be happening very, very soon for us today. So we're really proud to, you know, get a little bit closer to it. So with that, I hope that those seven steps help you to create your day, which is going to help you to get more done and help you to stop procrastinating on things. I got just a couple more things I want to run over with everyone real quick, and we'll open up the lines for question and answers. Okay, one of the things about planning is bringing something into the future into the present. So when you plan, think about that statement. Planning is bringing something into the in the future into the present. So if you have your plan, you plan to do it. If you're doing it the night before, you plan to do it tomorrow. But if you write it down and put it on paper and it's tangible, your subconscious can go to work on that list while you're sleeping. So you can wake up fresh and energized, and by 9 o'clock a.m., you know the Army's slogan, right? We do more by, what, 6 or 7 or 8 a.m. than most people do in the entire day. It's true. There's a reason for it. They've gotten up. They've went on their 5-mile jog. They've showered. They've had breakfast. They've worked out. They did this. They did this training. They did that. They do more by 9 a.m. than most people do all day, and there's a reason for it. The government knows the formula about getting things done in the military. So, you know, it's true. Now, one of the things that, you know, I wanted to talk about a little bit more that's going to help you to increase your productivity by 25%, and here's some more of the meat and potatoes for you of this training call today. Something that will help you to increase your productivity by 25%, and you must do this. Again, planning, take 10 to 12 minutes a day, and you literally will save 100 to 120 minutes per day, each and every day. Literally, you're going to gain an entire day in a week, so now instead of working a 5-day week, it's going to be like you have the ability to work 6 days a week, but yet still take 2 days off in the weekend. How's that for getting some time back? How's that for putting a little bit more financial money, monetary value on your business and put money in the bank for you? Number one I want you to do is create a master list. Okay? Then I want you to create a monthly list on things you want to get done. Then I want you to create a weekly list on things you want to get done this week. And then number four, I want you to create a daily list. Now again, the master list is going to be what you need to do in order to get things done. That's your 7 things. Decide what you want, write it down, set a deadline, make a list of everything you're going to do each and every day to reach your goal, organize your list into a plan, take action immediately, execute it, and resolve to do something every day on the list that moves you closer. That's your master list. Your monthly lists are things that you want to get done this month. Whether you're thinking about doing a capture page, whether you're thinking about doing this marketing strategy, whether you're thinking about putting an ad in some place, I want you to have that goal, and I want you to put it down on paper and put it down on the monthly list. Then go down to the weekly list, and I want you to prioritize. All right, well, this week I'm going to do one major thing off of my monthly list. And then, of course, you do your daily tasks to help you create a couple hours extra throughout each and every day. Okay, so I want you to apply. Here's one other thing that's pretty critical. It's kind of it goes along with our training today, and we're just about ready to open up the lines for question and answer. I want you to apply the 80-20 rule. Most of you heard about the 80-20 rule, but most of us have heard it like this. 20% of the people do 80% of the volume in sales. Well, I want you to think about the 80-20 rule like this. The 80-20 rule, when it comes to our topic about ways to stop procrastinating and get more done, here you go. 20% of the tasks that are on your lists, your daily, your weekly, your monthly, 20% of them, 1 out of 5, okay? 1 out of 5 is an item that is so big on your list that it literally could produce 80% of the income. Meaning 2 out of 10 tasks on your to-do lists are the things that are going to make you 80% of the money, or are more important than the other 8. Those 2 things that I want you to get done each and every day typically are going to be the hardest things, the things you're going to want to put off last. It's going to be the ugly frog. Again, if you have that frog and you get up each and every day and you know that you got to eat that live frog each and every day, and if you know you've done that early in the morning, well, my gosh, there couldn't be anything worse than that. Your day's only going to get better from there. If you are procrastinating on doing some things, whether it be teleconferences, 3-way calls, doing live calls to people to show them about your business. We did a training call just last week about talking to 10 to 15 new prospects about your business every single day. If you have that on the hardest part of your list, then my gosh, that ought to be the thing that you do first thing, because I'm telling you, those are the money-making activities. Money-making activities do one of 2 things for you. Number one, it's typically puts you in front of a prospect, whether it be on the phone, communicating through email, doing a 3-way call, picking up the phone and inviting them to an opportunity call. Typically, most of the customers that I do business with know me before we do business. Do some of them just come in off of the emails and just sign up? Of course they do. We have that kind of a program. We have that kind of a program that is in that type of price range that you can just get sales without doing a thing. Whether you're doing the e-signs and the autoresponders or, you know, building your database and doing list building, yes, of course we can do that. However, I'm telling you that there are two things that are going to be on your list that is probably more important than the other eight. And those two things that you need to do, you need to get up, you need to take action on those two things, because I'm telling you, this is the real 80-20 rule. If you can just focus and get those 20% things done that are more than 80% importance of the rest of your day, then you need to make sure that nothing stands in your way and you get those 20% of the things done. The top 20%, the activity in the top 20% is more important than the bottom 80%, okay? The success rule, resist the tendency to do the small tasks first. Who out there wants to do the small and easy tasks first? I know I do a lot of times. Why? Because they're easy and I can get them done quickly and I feel like I'm doing an accomplishment and I did what I said, right? However, the kicker to this whole thing is, not only do you have to do 1 through 7, decide what you want, write it down, set a deadline, make a list of everything that you have to do to reach your goal, organize your list into a plan, take action immediately, and resolve to do something every day on the list. It's not just resolve to do something on the list every day. It's resolve to do the top 20% of the things on the list, because the top 20% of the things on the list are more important than the bottom 80% of the things on the list. And that's where the prioritization comes into practice for you. And I'm telling you, everybody, if you follow these steps, your income will increase as much as 5 or 10 times full. I promise. I've been there. I've done that. Brian Tracy has been there. He's worked with hundreds and thousands and literally hundreds of thousands of people each and every year, and everybody is teaching and telling him the exact same thing, okay? I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. I just want you to understand that this is so critical and so important to your success that I wanted to bring this to the table to you today and share this information with you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a list and find the top 20% of the tasks to accomplish that will bring you 80% of the sales volume and do these things first. A success behavior. Successful people have goals written down, short-term and long-term. They continually look at their daily tasks and actions to assure that the actions are in line with their 1-year, 5-year, 10-year, and 20-year goals. Future intent determines present action. What you want in the future, what you've decided on, that determines what present actions you should be doing. And in this training today, I want to leave you with, listen, the most important thing on your list of of 10 things to do are typically the top two that are going to make you money. It doesn't matter if you focused on all eight tasks, but if you did not do the top two that are going to make you money, your priorities are all backwards. You're all mistaken. Yes, you're doing things throughout the day, but if you want to increase your income 5 to 10 times full from what you're doing, I'm teaching you a technique that is not brain surgery. It's just willing and determination to get things done. And my gosh, if that's the hardest thing that you got to do each and every day, then get that thing done first and make sure you put your check mark next to you. Build some momentum on your daily tasks on how you can go about your day that is going to be action-oriented and money-making oriented actions that puts money in your pocket. Thanks so much, everybody. You've been a great audience today. Let's open up the lines for any questions and answers that you might have. Sure appreciate you being here. Okay, lines are open. We're going to go through just a little bit. If you have questions about tonight's training, I would love to at least start off with the questions that pertain to tonight's training call. Who's got the first question for me? Who's got the second question?
Hey, Craig, Gary in Florida.
Okay, let's go. Was it Jerry or Gary in Florida?
Gary.
Gary in Florida, and then the next person?
Mike in Bellingham.
Mike, you're next, okay? So Jerry first.
Gary, yeah.
Gary, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just have a suggestion. You know, I carry a little digital recorder with me everywhere I go, because, you know, anytime you think of an idea, you were talking about making lists of prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so have a little digital recorder with you, even in the car, because I think a lot when I'm driving, and just you know, there you do, there you go. You can't write it in the car, so you've got it with you.
That's a great tool and technique, and you know what? They didn't have those things 20 years ago, and those recording devices are easily small, compact. It probably is no bigger than a pen. If it is, it's probably no bigger than, you know, a cassette recorder type of a thing, but it's probably a pen size nowadays the way the technology is, and that is brilliant. And you know why? Because you can't write everything down when you're driving. If your brain works best while you're driving, the reason it works best while you're driving is because that's probably the only quiet time you have throughout the day. And when you shut your brain down without all the external activities going on, and that's why we say take 10 to 12 minutes at the night and do this goal setting, your subconscious brain is telling you what you need to do, and you already know the answer. But that's a brilliant strategy and technique. Let's take our second question. Let's move on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Craig, this is a great speech tonight. Now, how many of you made that speech on the phone? Because I know you're experienced at it.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot of times, right?
Well...